Igor Olitsky, Unilateral Project. There are days that will not be the easiest ones. These are the days when your state of being tries to emotionally heal from something that happened to you in the past and you allowed it to affect you, or it just did affect you, which is sometimes also the truth. There are situations in life that are just hard emotionally, and no matter how hard you are, they will affect you. So there needs to be a time to process it. And at times we are not too good to processing it. So you might give in into actually heavily feeling and being impacted by whatever that happened to us, made us feel. And we could potentially take this feeling and even make it stronger by how we think, how it's our attitude towards it, what is our approach towards it. So once that happens, we usually do not handle it well, we do not release it quickly, and the emotion compound that stays with us in our state of being stays for us for a while. It might happen that it takes months, weeks before you suddenly felt similar feelings or the emotions that were bottled up back then and created back then suddenly surfaced, and now you need to deal with them. And now is the time to actually deal with them. So once that happens, the best way is to just allow it to heal, to not go into your own way, and allow the natural process of healing. When we are cut, physically cut, our body does heal after time. We don't need to interfere that much, assuming it's, you know, not super deep. It just naturally heals. And the same with emotional wounds. If we have a lot of negative thoughts, we might need to intervene a bit and switch them to release them, because once this surfaces back, it often comes back with all the emotional and thought baggage that we have created back then. And now it's time to recreate it, release it, try to lower the emotional scale, heal it. It's not always easy. In these days, I give you one good advice. Be patient. Allow yourself for natural feelings to occur. Do not give in to this negative surfaced emotions too much, and just allow yourself to slowly build. So maybe you had someone lost in your life and that have impacted you heavily, but you might still not feel it at that moment. You might suppress it maybe because of the load of actions that happened. So what you need to do once the emotions show up is just allow yourself to be patient with it, for the emotions to just show up. And because of that, there's a strong chance, if you work on it this way, that this time it will release itself completely. And this is my hope for you, my ask, that if you can basically work for it this way, with your own thoughts, with your own release and your own patience. A different perspective that we can take on the subject is based on not necessarily something super strong, but still something that's being processed with us, and still you don't never know when will be the time when it surfaces back. So maybe actually it was a bunch of little things that happened and they accumulated over time. And now, once your vibration rises, once your state of being goes higher, they show up, they surface back to you, and now you need to face them. And sometimes these little things do not show up exactly as these little things, but they compound into one package of emotions that now shows as one state of being that you need to handle and transfer, and just be patient with it to release. Patience is the key. Perseverance is the underlying technique that you should use here. The more you can work with that, the more you can use acceptance with that, the better you will be off with shifting your state of being, and that will change not only how you feel, but also how you attract the reality. But let's leave that for another video. Thanks.